Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Thursday, March 19th. Last night was the new moon in Pisces at 28 degrees, and you of course can read more about what I have to say about that because it's very important on my monthly horoscopes and a little bit on my weekly horoscopes. But today suggests that with the moon in Aries today, the normally impulsive, easily excitable nature of this moon sign is tapped down a little bit by its aspects to the planet of uncertainty, Neptune, Mr. Miser, Saturn, Darth Vader, Pluto, and then a square to beneficial Jupiter, where if you follow my horoscopes, you know I love any aspect to the planet Jupiter because somehow, some way, everything all works out. Even though we might worry and fret a little bit, Jupiter always pulls us through. Now, Jupiter in Cancer is our collective peace of mind, and just a few hours after the new moon in Pisces, the moon entered Aries, and honestly, things got annoying quickly, right? So you must also adjust very quickly because it's not over. Go ahead and read your weekly horoscopes, they're up. Tomorrow is nonetheless important because the sun enters Aries and it's the spring equinox, a time of pivotal changes for the earth, which maybe makes things easier, but still tests your ability to move forward, to adapt to everything and how you're going to move forward under all of this cosmic heaviness. Have you ever considered that the heaviness in our universe and how life is trapped between the lunar nodes right now? And again, I talk about this in my monthly horoscopes. And maybe this heaviness comes from all the innocent souls who have departed too soon because death caught them off guard with all of the wars that are happening. They don't know how to escape their attachments to this earth or get over to the other side, maybe. And that comes from my knowledge of ancient astrology and what the ancients had to say about the lunar nodes and the ecliptic. And so it's an interesting subject if you ever want to delve into it. So today we're going to adjust and make do as the sun repeats this pattern of connecting to Neptune, Mr. Miser, Saturn, Darth Vader, Pluto, and then a square to Jupiter. All the while, Mercury is stationary sitting in the heavens at 8 degrees Pisces, connected to the lunar north node. You know I love that because that tells me Mercury, when Mercury goes direct tomorrow, he's opening up something at the area of the North Node in Pisces. But until then, it interrupts business and stretches your budget. One day flows into the other with the same chaos. And so you'll notice the heaviness from the planets when it lifts or when you, in Aries mode, take the initiative and move forward. Now for the good news. There's a supportive and freeing sextile between Saturn and Pluto that culminates at the end of the month. Can you think of any bitter pill you must swallow, chaotic situation or annoying thing that's happening to you that you don't like that might actually turn around and free you from a situation? And maybe you get out of a lease, a marriage, a job you hate, or maybe you get out from under a dominating autocrat or dictator or a bitter situation and challenge that you face. What is that? Anyway, read more on my daily horoscopes on www.terrynazon.com, my weekly horoscopes, and also my monthly horoscopes. And I have a lot to say about these planets, too.